Hare Krishna. Is anger always bad? Answer: we can go with the presumption that it is always bad, although in principle it can be used constructively also. Now we have the examples of Hanuman using anger in Krishna's service, in Lord Ram's service. That is definitely there when he burned Lanka. But at the same time, when anger occurs, it is difficult to keep it under control. It tends to take control and it tends to go out of control. When we get angry, often we speak things which we may regret later. So as devotees, it is best to try to avoid anger as much as possible. When others become angry, especially when our spiritual guides or mentors, they become angry at us for something, you should see that anger as an expression of their concern. And they are, because they are concerned for us, because they care for us, and because they want us to stay spiritually well situated, that's why they may get angry with us to instruct us and to correct us. That far we can go, that is a good enough, clear enough understanding for us to have. But at the same time, we should also know that anger can often become easily excessive. So we don't cultivate anger. Vacho vegam manasah krodha vegam. That is one of the vegas, the urges which needs to be controlled. So we should not become angry and say, and then we, when we speak terrible things, after that we say, that my anger is transcendental. No. The point is that if anything is, anger especially makes us speak and do things which can alienate others, which become excessive in their expression or excessive in expression. So we have to be very careful when giving vent to our anger. It's better to be safe than sorry. But in principle, we do understand that bhakti can also, anger can be used in the devotion, in devotional service. But especially within devotee circle, to use anger can be counterproductive. So we can give others the benefit of doubt if they become angry, understanding that anger also expresses devotion. And especially when Krishna is being blasphemed at that time, it is natural to feel some anger. But whether at that time we express anger at the blasphemer, that may alienate that person further, that may make that person further hostile, that may lead to anti-preaching. So we have to consider those factors and then express our emotions appropriately and express ourselves appropriately in a way that makes the situation better, not worse. So in general, bhakti can accommodate everything, including anger. In practice, at the same time, we have to see whether our anger is serving the purpose of bhakti, or if it is going against the purpose of bhakti, then it is best not to express that anger. Thank you. Hare Krishna.